Hello, Malcolm here, and thanks for joining me today on Tuesday Teaching Tips. It's episode 174, and today's topic is what all younger speakers need to know. What all younger speakers need to know, and let's say inexperienced speakers, what they need to know. Are you a relatively inexperienced speaker, or do you find yourself being one of the younger people in the room when you get up to speak, and perhaps you're a little intimidated because you're younger and less experienced than many people around you? I have a class series coming up that might interest you, and I will be posting online, and I'd like you to benefit from, but I'd also like your input to make the class series the best it can be. This is a class series I'm teaching in the month of October for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ, and I'm teaching it for relatively inexperienced and younger members of the congregation who are called to come up and speak, whether it's a sermon, a communion, welcoming people, talking about charities, testimonies, or anything else. Whatever they're coming up to speak about, whether at a more formal Sunday service or a less formal midweek meeting, I want to give the younger and inexperienced speakers tools, tips, training, mentoring, coaching as to how they can be the most effective that they can be. Because otherwise, why do we bother? We want to be effective, not just to get the words out of our mouths. We want to be effective. So that's what I'm going to be doing in the month of October. And so I'm recording this in September as I'm preparing the series, asking you to help me, if you don't mind. I would love to know what you think. So let me tell you where I'm going with the class series, and then I have some questions for you, and then you can respond. So first of all, what am I planning to do? My provisional structure for the three classes, and they are only three 30-minute sessions, so it's going to be not shallow, but it will be basics. We're not going to get in too deep. But the first class will be why we speak. Why do we speak? Why bother to get up there? What are we hoping to achieve? What motivates us? What is it about us? What is it about God that causes us to get up and speak? Why do we actually speak? If we don't know why, there's no point in talking about the what and the how. That's the first class. The second class is what to speak about. And that's going to be a class on how do we choose. If we have freedom, if we're not given a topic or we're not given a passage to preach on, how do we choose? How do we decide as we look through the entirety of the Bible and all of its contents and its topics, how do we come to a decision about what to preach about, what to teach on? So we'll talk about that in the second class. And the third class will be how to speak, and that'll be focused on presentation, on the actual techniques of preaching and teaching, the practicals as much as anything. So the first class on why, the second class on what, and including some discussion about exegesis and that kind of thing, and then thirdly, how to speak. So three 30-minute classes on three basics of speaking in a church congregational context. That's what we're going to be doing. Now, I would be tremendously grateful, and I'm sure the other people coming to the classes would also be very grateful for your input on these classes. If you're an experienced speaker, let me ask you, I've got three questions for you. Then if you're a new speaker, I've got three questions for you. So first of all, if you're someone who's done quite a lot of speaking and you're watching or listening to this, I've got three questions for you, and I'd love to know what you think. Firstly, what would you like to have known when you first started speaking? Perhaps something no one told you, or if they told you, you've forgotten you were told it, but now you look back, you think, if I'd known that, that would have been so helpful. What would you like to have known when you first started speaking? That's the first question. The second question is, what one tip might you share with an inexperienced new speaker? If you could give one tip, what would that top tip be? And then the third question is that now that you have the experience you have, what would you tell a speaker who's first starting out on the speaking journey through the Christian life? Now that you have all your experience, what would you tell them? Not just that one top tip, but perhaps a few other things that are significant to you that you've learned that you feel like is important for younger speakers to understand. Now, that's if you're experienced. Now, if you're an inexperienced speaker, maybe you've never even spoken at all, but you might be called upon to do so, I've got three questions for you. Firstly, Mr. or Mrs. or Miss or Ms., whatever, inexperienced speaker, what would you like to know? If I was teaching this class, what would you find most helpful? What would you ask a question of if I didn't even teach a class, if I sat there with you and said, what would you most like to know? How can I support you in learning how to speak well? What would you want to know? That's the first question. Second question, what is the greatest challenge you face in speaking in a church congregational context? What's the biggest challenge you face right now? Your biggest challenge might be quite different from somebody else's, might be quite different from the ones I had when I first started speaking. What's your greatest challenge to overcome right now so that you can be an effective speaker? That's the second question. And the third question, yes, what kind of support would help you to develop as a speaker? As you move through the speaking experience to grow and learn how to be a more effective speaker, what support would you find most helpful to help you develop? Again, it's slightly different for different people, depending on our gifts, our talents, and our, I suppose, our personality to some degree. What would you find most useful to support you as you grow to become a more and more effective speaker? Those are our questions. Three questions for the experienced speakers, three questions for the inexperienced speakers. Please do let me know what you think. Now, you've got two ways, at least two ways you can do that. Now, if you know me well personally, you could text me, WhatsApp me, you could even ring me. If you don't know me so well, then maybe drop me an email. It's malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Drop me an email. Or you could just leave a comment wherever you see this recording or hear it, whether it's the podcast or the YouTube video. Leave a comment in the comment box below. And that way, not only I will be helped, but everybody else in this community who watches these videos and listens to these podcasts. And then, if you know anybody who might benefit from this or could benefit me and us by commenting, then please pass the link on to them, whether they're experienced or inexperienced as speakers. I think even for the experienced speakers, this will be helpful. I know that even in beginning to prepare the class series, it's helping me to refresh my thoughts on these important topics. So pass the link on. If you're watching the YouTube video, then please hit that notification button and the subscribe button so that we can, you'll get to know about the new recordings as they go up. And if you're watching, if you're listening to the podcast, please do leave a review, a nice 5-star review if you don't mind. I'd appreciate that. And that'll help the podcast to get picked up more by other people. We'll spread the word. And as we spread the word, we'll also get more feedback and learn more together. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you very much. 174, what all younger speakers need to know. Let's make sure that we spread the word out there as much as we can. Thanks very much, and I hope until the next time you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care. God bless.